The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're back in the studios today, 7:05 in the morning here on this 15th of July, 2000.
Half of the month is gone.
19. Oh, my gosh, yes. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
And a good morning to Linda.
Good morning, everybody. And it's currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios. Let's give you a forecast. Today our temperatures will be about 98. So I would suggest that if you have to be out and about doing anything in yard work or any kind of grunt work and you didn't get it done over the weekend, get it done today, because as we progress to Tuesday, it's high of a 99 and Wednesday 100. Thursday goes back to 98, 96, 97, 98, 98 throughout the whole week. So sunny skies, and that's what it looks like here. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. It's going to be about 70 degrees tonight. So a good time to get out there. And like I said, you need any grunt work. And I know that we did not do that this weekend because – did I say the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts? So Friday, if you were tuning in, we were doing a live remote for Haven Humane. And it was absolutely beautiful at the at Riverview Country Club, Golf and Country Club. So then we paired us up and ran around and, you know, did the raffle tickets and got the blah, 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 got in the cart. We were the last ones to get on the grains.
Well, it's because everybody was starting right at 9 o'clock. So they put us in Tier 2, the ones that started, you know, because they had 27 teams, so they didn't have enough, you know, spots for everybody to start at one time. And so that's where we got off. I mean, but
I was really impressed because every tee we went to, which, you know, I'm not a golfer because I only do this maybe for a media. We do the Special Olympics or, you know, one or two a year, but I'm not out there. We used to go a couple years back. We would go to the Reading golf course, have breakfast, and go do nine holes. And I do enjoy the nine. I suppose you can do this just for nine holes, too, if you wanted to. But this was a, you know, like best ball, four on a team. And we were paired up with two guys we didn't know.
Really nice guys.
Nice guys.
Guy that's general manager out at Red Bluff Dodge,
mm-hmm.
and his name is Joe. And then Dustin, who makes aftermarket parts for all his trucks for hydraulics and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and really had good news from him that he says, I hire people right out, he says, from Shasta College. What a great pool of employees I have. Mm-hmm. They go through the school there. I can snap them right up, give mm-hmm. them good paying jobs. Right out, you know, here's a guy, you know, without us saying anything about, you know, Shasta College or anything, he said, this is where I get my people.
Well, when you talked about the fact that how did you meet your wife? Well, we met, you know, and we met in high school and then we went to Shasta College and then he went off and got his BA at Humboldt. But I said, oh, yeah, we do a once a month thing. Shasta College is a great school. He said, yes, it is. And that's where, you know, and this is why it's so important on this Monday morning to think about, you know, it was a great feeling to know that every tee, there were four or five tee sponsors. And most of them were, you know, businesses in town that would come and, you know, it could be heating and air conditioning. I mean, Martin was out there full form with Martin and Pam with Alliance Heating and Air. They sponsored a hole and they did the whole thing. But I mean, so many businesses, and it really warmed my heart because that was such a community event.
Well, I tell you what, every one of the holes had been sponsored by four or five businesses, and and you're right. But Pam was out there. Pam Graff from Alliance Heating and Air. They had this like a Wheel of Fortune type thing where you could win great things.
Right,
on it.
And that was their deal. That was something like a, you know, coffee or a, I don't know what it was. So many things. I know we didn't win, so maybe we lost. It was hot. But, you know, I just,
I realized there were not 18 holes. in 100 degree weather.
No, we're
like 14, maybe 15.
Yeah.
But 16, 17, and 18.
Moving slow.
But you.
But it was fun. Anyways,
you did great out there.
Well, my point is that, you know, there was a community spirit. One of the major components that locks us into living in Reading and being part of this wonderful community is that kind of feeling that went on. All these people that come forth because, you know, we believe in Haven Humane, we partner with Haven Humane, but, you know, so many different other benefits or charity things that we do.
Sure.
Because of being in media. And you see how hard people work. April Scott and Mark Story and that whole gang work so hard to put
Jennifer
on
Haynes,
a golf tournament.
Jennifer Haynes was out there, you know, and it's not only that, it's all the volunteers from Haven who are out there in their neon green shirts out there helping. You know, there's so many things that have gone on, and that's just one of them. You know, it's just another thing.
Well, it's nice because, you know, when we turn on the news, it gets depressing. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm talking to our listeners, and many of you are tuned in this morning and maybe have your Porta radio on whether in the shower, you know, because we have friends that have those. And good morning, by the way.
Do you have a shower radio? I mean, some people do.
Yes. And so, you know, the news and the take on the news, the spread of the word is depressing. Except for the fact that we are going to be coming up and celebrating 50 years of our men landing on the moon. That
is wonderful.
Was exciting. And
oh,
it was
gosh.
Congratulations to the Record Searchlight, because we get the Sunday newspaper. Only get Sunday, but it was the most wonderful section on the men through all the different Apollos.
Apollo 11, how it landed in that. Let's go to the phones quickly.
Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Linda, you're right, because I got up today, and it's depressing as some of the things I've heard in the world. But the thing I'd like to talk about this morning real quickly is an item on tomorrow night's Reading City Council agenda. It's on the consent calendar, which means it'll just be slam dunk. It won't be brought up and talked about. But it's that issue 4.5A, an agreement between the City of Reading and New Singular Wireless. And what is that talking about is setting forth the requirements for attachment of small cell mobile network technology to the city's light and utility poles. In other words, we're going to have small. It should be something like the smart meters that PG&E put on our gas here in the city of Reading. And there's a YouTube 9-minute presentation by a Michigan senator, Patrick Colbeck, that testifies against 5G, which is where they're going, and it's not good for us. So
why?
Folks ought
why?
To be aware of that.
No, wait a minute. Why is it not good for us, Gary?
Pardon?
You just said it's not good for us, but why?
But why? Well, is using a cell phone good for you? Not really.
It's using it's your what?
If using your cell phone continually and having around you really isn't good for you. And
using the cell phone is not good for us?
No. No.
Continually.
If you continually use it all the time, it's really not good for us. And it's because of the low-level, I've forgotten the actual term for the low-level electricity that comes out of your wireless network in your house.
Okay. Well,
you're saying that they're putting them up on the poles so they could have Generation 5 or whatever it is?
Right.
And so that's gonna harm the population?
Well, and it should not be, whether it's going to harm the population or not, which I believe it will, but having said that, it should be on the regular calendar to bring the issue forward and speak to the issue instead of putting it on the consent calendar.
I see what you're saying. If they're going to put it up there and if there is opposition to it, nobody will be able to oppose it.
Yeah, on the consent calendar, it's slam dunk. They say that there are issues that the council members have already looked into, so we're going to pass these 10 or 15 issues all in one vote, and it's gone down, we don't talk about it.
Okay.
And what it needs to be brought out is to where or they make a presentation so everybody can understand what it is that they're doing.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
One other thing before I go too. I see the city manager is having another city manager review tonight, and every time they give him a review is when he can take a raise. And they just gave him a review at the last meeting. Now they're giving another one now, and there's no explanation. That's something that probably people ought to look at. But anyway, have a nice day, gang.
Okay, Gary. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, the one thing about the I'm glad Gary calls in with these things. I'm not sure that using your cell phone is bad.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, anything that's electronic around your body at continued amounts of time. I don't care. That's just my feeling.
Is that why you hide your phone all the time?
I'm not going. I refuse. Now, you know, I was thinking about that today because we went and I got my new, finally hooked up my, I had a 7 and I went to a 10. What?
Why don't we talk about this?
Oh, my God,
back?
We're over time.
You know the one thing about after playing 18 holes of golf?
Oh, my God.
How we're going, you know, like this one, you know, we were playing with Dustin. Dustin can just crank that ball out there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's good.
He can. And, you know, he cranked one out, and I said, okay, I'm going to go for it this time. And I just, you know, I twisted, I turned, I put my hand, I put my, you know, my shoulders underneath my left chin. It ended up underneath my right chin. I turned and all this. Cranked the ball pretty good, probably as good as I can hit it, and I was still like 30 yards short of him. But the one thing I noticed that when after I finished that swing, my whole back went, don't do that again. My back said to me out loud, don't do that again. Just, you know what, in fact, slow down everything. And, you know, so you come back, and there's Linda wandering around the house going, oh. But when we hit the sleep number bed that
yes.
night, we adjusted it. My
Absolutely.
Sleep number setting that night was like 80 in Linda's sleep number setting for Friday night was like 65.
Exactly.
And it was like, oh, because we can't do that, because we can't do that with sleep number. And now, you know what? It's hard to believe it when it's 100 degrees out here in July, but football season is here. You know what? You know, and the sleep number bed is the official bed for the NFL. It's going to, and they're saying it's going to bring game-changing sleep, but I believe that because we sleep so well with that. Not only that, with the Sleep Number 360 smart beds adjust on each side, and then it adjusts to you as you move around. You've got to see it to believe it. You've got to feel it to believe it. So head on down to the Sleep Number store, and right now you can enter a chance to win a Sleep Number 360 smart bed and a trip for two to the Super Bowl 54 in Miami. All you have to do is go down to the store and do that and register. That's at Sleep Number right down in the Target Shopping Center. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. I want to hear why Linda doesn't want to carry her. And then if that's the case, why did you buy me the Apple Watch, a new i10, and then AirBuds, which means that you're going to put more electronics
Let's
in my
take a
face.
Break.
Is there
we'll
something
be right
you're
back.
Trying to tell
KCNR
me?
KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 of your talk radio.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Your talk radio, 7:22 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. Remembering their past and looking to the future, been in the business since for 52 years. Again, supporting our community in so many ways. And when we start talking about events going on, you know, it's under the radar, but SST Oil supports so many of these community events. It supports Colt 45s. It supports Haven Humane. It supports so many of these things, so many of these great things around town. But they also, one thing they support is great service. Great service. And if you're looking for, you know, kerosene heaters, water heaters, home heaters, they've got them. They've got the Monitor heater, the Toyo water heater. They have that. Now, it's a little bit warm right now, but come September, October, November, and you're going to be needing this. And then plus, of course, they have great prices on the fuel, the kerosene. Not only that, the fire season, as you know, started. We had a fire in Happy Valley that evacuated many families. It's SST Oil that has their tankers right there to help the firefighters on the front lines with the fuel they need for their generators, for their engines, for the base camps, all of that. That's SST Oil that's right there in the middle of all this. SST Oil, 241-1167. Find out what they can do for you, including the fuel card, the CFN fuel card that works in over 59,000 places here in the United States. And we've used it anywhere from, of course, right downtown to little bitty spots in the middle of the Nevada desert in the middle of the night. One pump. And it took the CFN card. That's great. SST Oil. Okay. You know, Gary Cad just talked about the dangers of using cell phones. And then so and you agreed with them, and yet I have to ask you the question. You got me an Apple Watch. You got me the Apple AirBuds that I stick in my ear right next to my brain, and a new i10 phone. Should I be worried that you're trying to, like, end me?
No, but I think everything in moderation. It's like saying, you know, you can't, I mean, there are sugar drinks that are available for people, but here's the reality. Are you going to drink sugar drinks 24/7? That's going to affect your health. Everything in moderation. Now, what I'm finding, and I realized this as, you know, going into the Verizon because I could not figure out, somehow I opened a second Facebook. And so,
well, let me finish this.
Oh, go ahead.
Well,
you're asking me about.
Well, no, I know.
And
that.
I'm just talking about keeping up with electronics,
right.
And feeling
well,
like
is,
I don't want it to be. I don't want to be a slave.
I went to the CDC and asked, okay. You know, I looked this up about phones, cellular phones and the problems it has. It says the only consistently recognized biological effect of radio frequency radiation in humans is heating. You know, that, you know, microwave ovens can heat, you know, can heat food. Radio frequency exposure from cell phones use does cause heating in the area of the body where the cell phone or other device is held. However, it is not sufficient to measurably increase body temperature. There are no other clearly established effects on the human body from radio frequency radiation. That the cell phones emit the radio frequency radiation, a form of non-ionizing radiation from their antennas. So there are over 5 billion cell phone users in the world. So anyway, yes, they're using it more, but the more sites that come in, it's saying, is then they can lower the wattage because you don't have to travel as far to get to a cell site. So in other words, that the more you have out there, the exposure from cell phone use, the power output has changed mostly lower in many regions of the United States.
Whatever your study is your study. It's just a feeling that I have that if you've got some kind of electronic or something that is buzzing that is in your ear or on your chest or next to your body continually, that is not good for you. I don't know.
I urge everybody to go to the CDC. NIH, National Cancer Institute, and look up cell phones and cancer risk. It's got like article after article after article on all types of cancer-causing substances. But it was interesting. Okay. Many things. Okay. This is my favorite.
All right. I'm waiting with breath. Do you hear my breath?
Facebook has over 1 million Facebook users saying they are going to storm Area 51 on September 20th at 3 a.m.
Why September 20th?
Well, I don't know.
Was that the anniversary?
I'm sure, but we can look it up. And this, it started on Facebook. And I don't, have you followed this at all, Ashley? You know, look this thing up.
I thought it was a joke. I had several people talking about it.
It's at the bottom. The guy says, "Hey, this is a
half a million.
This is just for humor only." Yet there's been 1 million people signed up to go for it, and they're gonna, you know, to meet at the at Area 51 and go in and see, you know, and it says Area 51 is on a site the size of Connecticut. So they're kind of the size of Connecticut. You're 1 million people. But if they surround it, they can't stop all of us is what they're saying. And then the saying that day is that the one that everybody's going to be yelling when they go out said, "Let's see them aliens," as they charge Area 51. Now, let me tell you, Area 51 is the size of Connecticut. It has interlocking fields of defense there to hold people back because they don't want to go there because there are a lot of things there besides the aliens. They do a lot of training there. They did the training to take down Osama bin Laden there at Area 51. They've got a lot of experimental aircraft. They've got all these things besides the aliens there. So if this is just an event, what happens if you have 100,000 people show up at that site? They're all supposed to meet at the Alien Cafe, which at the very best can take 50 people. If you've never been at the Alien Cafe there, you've got to go to that place. It's got
but not on that day.
But not probably on that day. It's probably
not
100,000.
There's supposed to be 1 million signed up for it.
I know, but only 100,000 show up. What if 10,000 show up? 10,000 people come out there on September 20th at 3 a.m. in the morning. And then what, they're going to march toward the wires? This is great. See, this is the kind of thing that I love. Somebody says, hey, let's just all go storm Area 51 and you get a million people that see the humor in this and sign up, say, I'll be there. I may go there. I'm going to need to sign up too.
Let's do
the only
it.
Problem is, what if they take all million names down? And then they come and ask, why were you going to storm Area 51? I wasn't really. I was just part of this group. It was kind of like a, it was kind of, what do you call those groups where everybody meets at one time and they
They're,
does something?
Flash mobs.
Think of it as a flash mob for Area 51.
So the crowd of UFO fans seeking to raid Area 51 hits 1 million despite U.S. Air Force warning.
You know, I saw another meme that says, you know, it shows the two guys from, not Casino, but Wise Guys. And, you know, the picture of Ray Liotta and, Robert De Niro behind him, they're just laughing. He says, yeah, you're going to come up and storm Area 51 and think you're going to make it. And they're just laughing. So I think it's, you know what? It's that kind of thing on Facebook. That to me makes Facebook worthwhile. Most of the other stuff on Facebook, I kind of question. But something like this, where you want to get a million of your closest friends to come and storm Area 51, that's okay with me.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about this Trump telling people, if you don't like it here, you can leave. And they just happened to be four U.S. congresswomen called.
That's the headline.
Called the, they're called the group or the squad. The squad. Pelosi calls them the squad. And Pelosi is in, you know, major battle with AOC and the three others that have started attacking Pelosi. In fact, AOC out of New York has said that Pelosi was racist. So that has started a battle in between. So Trump says you can't leave fast enough.
Pelosi emerges as
like
unexpected
that.
Villain at Netroots
Which
Nation.
Is a very progressive, a very progressive meeting. And, you know, when she gets up there, people were booing her because she wasn't left enough. Hey, 7:31 in the morning. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, the fire season's starting. Fire insurance is at a premium. If you're not sure that your fire insurance is doing what it's supposed to do, or you're having problems getting fire insurance, why don't you give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She's been helping people, families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. She knows the ins and outs of insurance, and she is more than willing to help you. That's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441. We'll be right back. 7:32 in the morning, and it's already 72 degrees. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookiesandyogurtreading.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
You can go your own way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, owning the business, gosh, 30 years now. Alliance Heating and Air, all makes or models of heating or cooling systems, warranties, guarantees offered. They are so involved in our community, big sponsors of Haven Humane at the big golf tournament they had. And talking to Martin said, hey, look, you know, I looked at how far Haven Humane has gone in the last few years in helping and becoming a no-kill shelter. He says, this is something I can get behind. This is something I can support. Give them a call at 221-2642. Why? Because they give great, great, great service to their customers, and they take it all personally. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Now, President Trump said that in a tweet, progressive Democrat congresswomen whose home countries have collapsed from corruption, it said they should return home to aid those who are suffering. I'm not sure why he would do this. You know, this smacks of, if you don't like it, go home. If you don't like it here, go home. I mean, I understand that. If you don't like it here, go home. But, you know, I think there's ways of putting it. You know, you're talking about the countries that your parents left, because three of them were born in the United States. One of them came here as a 12-year-old. I'm wondering if she came over about the same time we were over there, you know, rescuing the whole nation. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she came in later than that or what. Rescue in Somalia going in there for the operation there. But the
what do you
the
mean?
Thing of,
can you well, elaborate that yeah, you were well, over there rescuing
the first President Bush? Somalia was in. I mean, it was genocide going on over there. You had warlords that were killing thousands and hundreds of thousands of their own people. They did it by withholding food. They did it just by killing people, which was that was a daily occurrence thousands and thousands of times. 12-year-old boys were carrying around AK-47s. And it was, you know, the United Nations was saying we need to do something about it. And finally Bush went in there and he put 20,000 Marines, of which I was one of those proud guys.
and girls to go over there. And what we did was we saved a whole generation of Somalis. We got them food. We got them water. We fixed their wells. We did all of these things. And then as we pulled out, Adid, who was one of the main warlords there, was, you know, was trying to re-grasp power. And that's where the Black Hawk Down incident happened, where the Rangers, where the Delta was going after him. They got a number of his high-ranking cabinet ministers, and they got caught in a hellstorm in Mogadishu with the Rangers, and literally were fighting thousands, of Somalis that day without support until that night. So was it a and it was a shootout of immense proportions. Two medals of honor were awarded for the heroism of two Delta snipers who went in to rescue the one of the shot down pilots. And what it ended up resulting is that Clinton pulled everybody out. Instead of going after Adid and hunting him down and taking him, we ran, thanks to President Clinton. And I can say that because that's exactly what happened. But from there, Somalia has never, they had a chance, but then when we pulled out, Somalia has turned into a still ravaged country with no government or any of these things. So the young lady that came over, the woman that came over from Somalia was probably rescued at the cost of American lives to get her over here to safety. But the idea of telling somebody that if you don't like it, go back to your homeland and fix that before you say anything about the United States. Well, does that mean I have to go back to England because my ancestors came from there? If I say something bad about what Obama did, if I don't like what Obama did, if I don't like certain things Trump says, I should go back and fix that? I don't think so.
I had someone tell me that I was an illegal immigrant on social media. And I was like, I've never been to France, which is most of my bloodline. So I don't understand the logic there.
Well, you know what? You may want to ask Native Americans if they didn't wish they had a lot more harsher, stringent immigration laws back in the 1500s, 1600s. You might have asked them that if they didn't want to be able to control their borders because, you know, they were displaced. And that's what happens. You, as a stronger force or more numerical force, however they do it, either through voting or through war, comes in, they displace the people that are there. You know, you may not like it, but that's just what happens. And so we're looking at a crisis along the border here that there's so many thousands of people coming through that we can't handle it. And this led to a conversation I had Friday with a lady that they were doing a candlelight vigil about what's going on the border. And one of the things they said was the atrocities along the border. And because we were on phones and on remote, it was hard for us to talk to each other because there's a little.
There was definitely fire going on there. Yeah,
there's a delay there. But here's my question: is can you define to me what an atrocity is? And she said, "Well, they make them sleep with lights on. You know, that's torture." And I said, and I about that time we ran out of time. I thanked her for coming on. But trust me, if you truly knew what an atrocity was, you wouldn't even say that. I talked to somebody who's got close relatives down there working this. He used to work on capturing bad guys, you know, rapists, gang members, you know, drug dealers that were coming across the border. Now all he's doing is trying to help keep track of the thousands that are coming across to the extent that he's moving 1,000 out of there a day. 1,000. Think about this. They're putting them on planes, so you could get bumped from your plane as it flies into Phoenix. And then in Phoenix, they have larger sites there. But when you talk about atrocities, these are people that have never been anywhere where there are atrocities. Ask a veteran, somebody that's fought in Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam or any place, what atrocities are. Atrocities are systematic raping of women by Serbians because they're Muslim. Systematic raping. How about cutting off the hands of men and women because they think you support another faction? Cutting off their hands with a machete. How about putting men into a cage and making them fight to the death? because they're of a different political or a different ethnic group. What about, you know, just opening up people, letting their guts fall out because they are the mayor of a small village? How about stoning women to death because they went to school? You want to talk atrocities? You know, the people that say there's atrocities on the border are the same people that say, oh, they're a Nazi. You have no concept. You have no concept of reality at all. Atrocities? Why don't you join a non-governmental organization and go over to one of these countries? Some of the bravest people I met in Somalia were NGOs, a husband, wife, that were in the middle out there trying to feed people, trying to get them water. They had people they paid to protect them, but they never knew if they weren't going to turn their guns on them. And at night, they would lay on the floor as the tracers went over their house and into the compound. And they weren't armed. When we came in there, I came in with a group of Marines, and we cleaned out that area. And it was like, why don't you come back with us? This is just, we leave, they're coming back. This is our job. This is what we do. You want to do something, you want to see atrocities, join one of these non-NGOs. Go over to some of these countries like the Congo, Rwanda. Go to some of these places and see, truly, go to Somalia, go to Darfur. See what atrocities really are. Sleeping with the lights on? Come on. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily with free slot play prizes or a brand new Ranger bass boat. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime. Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
Yeah.
If you make
it louder,
wait. We'll bring up the volume.
No, this is
if
the
we
outer
wish
limits.
To make it softer,
this is outer
we'll
limits.
Tune it to a whisper.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5.
And we hear da da
da da da. No, that's outer limits. This is different.
We can roll the image.
This is a different. This is outer limits.
This says this is. Yeah,
it's the beginning of the movie. It's the beginning of the show when you. He's talking about they do this thing on the TV. Remember, you only had three channels.
We will control all that you see and hear.
Yes.
We repeat.
And then yes, the beginning, and then he's coming in. Wait,
you're about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, that's later on.
Oh, gosh darn it.
Welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We could sit here all day trying to find that, but I'm not going to do it. Hey, right now at B&T Satellite, there are $300 gift certificates out there that were mailed out. And the only thing you have to do is bring them to 1007 Dana and let B&T Satellite help you with them. Now, if you're 55 or older, don't wait. Call now, 241-DISH, 241-3474. You'll get two great, great deals there, including a free movie rental, your first free movie rental fee each month for 4 years of service, a free upgrade to Hopper 2, and so many other great things that are happening at B&T Satellite. For more information, for the package that's right for you, don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-3474. 241-DISH. Okay.
All right. Federal prosecutors preparing for a bail fight Monday say evidence against financier Jeffrey Epstein is growing stronger by the day after several more women contacted them in recent days to say he abused them when they were underage. Prosecutors say Epstein 66 is a flight risk and danger to the community and should remain incarcerated until he is tried on charges that he recruited and abused dozens of underage girls in New York and Florida. Okay, so this is really every day unfolding into a deeper pit, if you will. This morning, getting online, they have like on his private island, there's like a temple where supposedly allegations of sex trafficking, you know, younger girls, like in a temple kind of. You know, but we watch these things you can't make this stuff up. We watch this stuff in movies and think, oh my God, but this is, it's unfolding right in front of us.
Well, Alexander Acosta, who was a labor secretary, resigned last week under fire because he was a federal prosecutor on this. And they said that the assistant U.S. attorney, and there were a number of people involved, and that it because he did a plea agreement, because he was Epstein was supposedly acting as an informer. But it's one of the things is that the Acosta had him put in into jail, but the jail consisted of being at his house 12 hours a day and then going back
back to Joe, I think, in the evening. So what people have come across and come out saying is that you just let this guy walk, this predator. But there's also other things, like reports of Bill Clinton traveling with him and traveling to the island. Now, Clinton has put out a statement that says, yeah, I may have, but I always had my Secret Service or my people with me. It wasn't like I was there by myself. However,
and Trump did too. Trump, they say, showed Trump with them.
He was in a picture with them. That's okay. What they had back, right. 12 years ago. But the thing about with Clinton is that Clinton said, "Oh no, I travel with my Secret Service and my staff." But everybody knows that once you get to an area, the Secret Service pulls back, and so whatever goes on behind when they walk into areas stays there. So the fact that Clinton was making the, and they called it these flights down there, the Lolita Express. Now that's not kind of frightening.
Lolita Express.
And Clinton was on a couple of those with him. So you have to ask yourself what was going on with that. I guess the bottom line on this is that if you have anything to do with Trump, and if there's anything out there, there's going to be people going. There's going to be people coming for you in this administration, because that's what the media is doing. They are tearing down anything they can. Anybody that's around the Trump White House or in the Trump administration, they're going to tear them down as fast as they can, because they want, again, it's their way of attacking Trump. I think that if you look at the polls, and I'm not sure how good polls are. Depends on the question, depends on who's asking and all that. But most of the people believe that Trump's not getting a fair deal from the press. When they do a scientific count of the stories and find that 92% are against Trump and, 8% are favorable, there's something wrong here. If that's the case, does every president that gets elected, if the media wants him or her elected, will they be subject to this continual attack to try and pull them down to get the people they want elected? In this case, it was Hillary Clinton. But as we've learned more and more about Hillary Clinton, I'm not sure she would have made it through her first 4 years. But it wouldn't have made any difference, because the media would not have pursued her with the same viciousness as they do Trump.
Well, in other headlines, Senator Kamala Harris said she blames Russian bots. This is an interview on a show called The Breakfast Club. It was a radio interview. She blames the Russian bots for helping stir up the frenzy that Donald Trump, then a candidate for president, helped set off over Colin Kaepernick taking knee during the national anthem of National Football League games. Now she said the bots are coming after her. "We already know we're being targeted," she says. The president candidate said, she said on The Breakfast Club. Trump repeatedly blasted Kaepernick for taking a knee as the 2016 NFL season was geared up to protest racial injustice and police brutality. Referring to the heat that ended up around bending the knee, she said that many smart people have said that it actually was not a thing. The Russian bot started taking that on. She said nothing, noting that the Russians know that race is a particular incendiary issue. We have to know when we're being played, she said. Harris didn't specify issues that Kremlin may be targeting concerning her, but evidence of bot activity emerged in a recent attack on her after her breakout performance.
That's a robot, not bot.
Like, I know.
That's not like bot.
B-O-T, right? One word, one
that's
T.
Not like bot here. Okay. Hey, you know what? 8 o'clock, I just want to open up the lines to everybody, because I know a lot of people have got things to say. I've been called by Nick, and I've been called by other people to talk about. They have things they want to talk about. Well, at 8 o'clock, we're going to do that. We're going to open up the lines and have different outlooks. Is anything from is Reading Cleaning it's act up? I'm seeing that we had a sweep going through the river trails, and 13 or 14 were arrested for outstanding warrants. Yeah, our police were on the river trail and picking up people there. I was told by people that live next to Henderson Open Space that those camps have, in many cases, moved because the police are down there pushing them. There's the plans for, the thoughts on three different types of taxes. We're having, I'm in contact with the ones from the city who are trying to get it on an initiative on the ballot to vote for it. We're going to have them on here, I believe, if not this week, but next week. There's just a number of different groups. Now, I'm going to try and get, as as we go move forward with this, the Costco, people opposing the Costco, people for Costco, of course, for the new casino, proposed casino on I-5, all of these groups are going to be coming on. Plus the fact we're having every one of the candidates running for First Assembly District. We've gotten four of the five, and I'm in touch with the Democrat who will come in the first week in August. She's busy for these next 2 weeks, but we'll get her in the first week of August and see what she has to say, what she's running about, and what she'd like to accomplish if she's elected in a uphill fight. This is a predominantly Republican area up here, and she's a Democrat. It'll be interesting to see what she stands for and what she wants to accomplish, and if her viewpoints are more in line with the Democrats that are running the Congress right now, running the House, or if they're more in line with running Sacramento, are they more in line with what's the people in her assembly district believe in? So I can't wait to have her on. And she really sounds like a nice person. So I'm looking forward to having her on. It's 7:59 in the morning here. It is 74 degrees going up to 98 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans of veteran-owned business. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, Redding Shasta.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration is moving to end asylum protections for Central Americans.
According to a new rule published in the Federal Register, few exceptions, asylum seekers who pass through another country
first will be ineligible
for asylum at the U.S. southern border. The rule also applies to unaccompanied children. Current law allows refugees to request asylum when they arrive in the U.S., regardless of how they did so, unless they pass through a so-called safe country first.
Currently, that only includes Canada.
That's correspondent Wally Hyde.
I remember the Twilight.
The president says a group of radical left congresswomen should apologize for what he describes as horrible and disgusting actions. On Twitter this morning, Mr. Trump says the lawmakers in question should apologize to our country, the people of Israel, and even to the office of the president for the foul language they have used and the terrible things they have said. The remnants of Tropical Storm Barry may have moved on, trekking to the north, but the Gulf Coast is still at risk for flooding.
With whatever ends up falling tonight into tomorrow morning, there could be an area that gets 6 to 10 inches up across parts of the Ozarks and the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley, basically parts of Arkansas, northwest Mississippi, western Tennessee. So that would be tonight into tomorrow morning.
National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth, the storm did not bring the severe flooding that had been feared in New Orleans, but tens of thousands of people have been left without power across Louisiana. Getting underway, a bail hearing for billionaire financier and registered sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. His lawyers seek bail for their client. The prosecutors argue he's a flight risk. They say Epstein should stay in jail pending trial. On Wall Street, stocks are narrowly mixed, with the Dow down a fraction. The Nasdaq is up 3 points. The S&P is down a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Trying to form a coalition government in Israel. We got the latest from the Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin.
The head of Israel's blue and white Knesset faction, Benny Gantz, says he's holding talks with representatives from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling Likud party. The goal? A unity government after the elections in September. The caveat? No Netanyahu. Israel is going to elections again after Netanyahu was unable to assemble the right-wing coalition he wanted following April elections, and observers think a unity government is the only fix. Gantz, however, promised his voters he would never sit in a coalition led by Netanyahu because he's facing three indictments on corruption charges, something that at the very least would take up a lot of time he could use to govern. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. China's economic growth slowed further in the quarter ending in June, dragged down by a tariff war with the U.S. and weak consumer spending.
Data show the world's second-largest economy expanded by 6.2% over a year earlier. That's down from the previous quarter's 6.4%. Chinese leaders face increasing pressure to shore up growth and avert politically dangerous job losses as they fight a trade battle with President Trump over Beijing's technology ambitions. Mr. Trump's tariff hikes on Chinese goods have battered exporters, but the economy also faces pressure from weaker consumer spending.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. In Australia, four youngsters aged 10 to 14 packed fishing rods and a parent's SUV, left a farewell note, and drove more than 600 miles down the Australian east coast before they were stopped by police the next day. Officers say they stopped the runaways after the kids stole fuel from two gas stations, led police on a brief chase. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Year Talk Radio. 8:05 in the morning here on the 15th of July, 2019. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We love our chat pack. You never know. Thank God there were no, like, foul four-letter words or something that came out during
the open mic.
We talked about it. Let's have open mic. We didn't realize we really had
We were going to start it early.
We're talking the difference between Outer Limits and the Twilight Zone.
That was Outer Limits.
And I can tell you that the Twilight Zone, I can remember living in the country of black and white, you know, TV, and there are images that are, like, so prevalent in my memory. Things haunted me from some of those shows.
Well,
also
what was haunting you as I sit at family gatherings is you walking down the hallway because your brother's turned off the light, and as you're reaching for the light to turn it on, he grabs your hand. And you still, this time,
I can't watch scary movies.
To this time, you still don't really like walking down a dark hallway because of your brother. And
that was 50 years ago. My back is up against the wall. I'm like one of those, you know, like. Anyway, weather today. Currently 70. What'd you say? 76 degrees?
77 degrees right now.
Okay, it's sunny and hot today with a high near 98. Winds are going to be about 6 to 9 miles per hour, west-southwest in the afternoon. Tonight mostly clear with low of around 71. Tuesday calls for sunny and hot with a high near 100. Wednesday will be sunny and hot with 102. Get out there and do your yard work today, folks. Sunny and hot with high near 101 on Thursday. Friday calls for 98, Saturday 99, and Sunday sunny and hot with 99. Clear skies. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. Okay, we are going to get going with a bunch of things in the headlines, but
we have people on the line, honey.
Oh. Okay.
It's Monday morning. Sally, good morning. What's happening tonight?
Sounds like a fantastic week we've got coming up.
Oh, it's going to be wild this week.
Yeah, it will be. Anyway, tonight we have an update from Mark Baird. We're going to have him Skyped in because he's fighting fire in Idaho. But we have a system now that we can Zoom people in from just about anywhere and have them speak to us, and we can talk to them, and he can hear us. So he's going to give us an update on our Second Amendment lawsuit, which we do now have a date of September 6th for a hearing, and also on our Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit. And we're also going to be talking about the assembly race. So lots of things on board for tonight.
Well, I think so. I'm a little concerned that Baird's out of the state fighting fires instead of fighting fires here in our state. I think that that's a waste of good talent.
Yes.
That was a joke, okay? Hey, I want to know this. I want to know if the Patriot Group is going to be one of the million people outside Area 51 on September 20th.
I read about that on, yeah.
Are y'all going to go in like, you know, like a convoy and go up there and take one portion of it and just kind of push on through? You know, I'm telling you know what?
I want to see it.
You know, what is it they say? I want to see an alien. Let's see them aliens.
Well, we were on our trip. We went to Devil's Tower, and that is an amazing landscape. Oh, uh-huh. My goodness.
Isn't that something?
Been there.
That was really something else. Yeah, that's the one that was in
Close Encounters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did that on a motorcycle ride when we went to Sturgis, and it was fabulous.
It's so beautiful area.
Yeah, it sure is, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you, Anna. That's tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know something, and we don't give it enough. There's not enough press on it. That, you know, we're still fighting in Afghanistan. We're fighting in a variety of areas around the world, but mainly Afghanistan. And on Saturday, Sergeant Major James G. Ryan Sarter, Special Forces Company Sergeant Major, was killed in Afghanistan Saturday from injuries sustained from enemy fire during a combat operation. He led his soldiers from the front, and his presence will be terribly missed. He's from Texas, Teague, Texas, enlisted in June 2001 and deployed to Iraq a year later. He deployed six more times to both Iraq and Afghanistan between 2006 and 2019. A Bronze Star Medal with three Oak Clusters, the Defense Service Meritorious Service Medal, and a Joint Commendation Medal. Last month, two U.S. soldiers, Master Sergeant Michael Riley of Hillborn, Germany, and Sergeant James G. Johnson of Trumbullsburg, New York, were killed in Afghanistan. And you don't hear about them.
No, because, you know, it helped me to understand this. It's been such a long, would you call this a campaign?
No. This is, it's a war. It's been going on since 2001. Now we're at 18 years.
But why? And we're still.
Because we haven't reached the point that three presidents, now the fourth president, have been able to solve the problem in Afghanistan that's never been solved before. They want to bring democracy and safety to Afghanistan. When we abandoned it after the Russians left, if you took at something Wilson's War, Joe Wilson's War, whatever it is, the movie, where we helped the Mujahideen chase out the Russians, and then instead of going in there and helping them reestablish themselves, build schools, roads, help them rebuild their economy, we just pulled out. So the Taliban went in there. And this is when I was talking about atrocities. Atrocities were a woman that was teaching girls how to read and write was stoned to death. I mean, this didn't happen just once. This happened many times. Rape of children, rape of children, both girls and boys, was happening there. And so then we go back, and so the Taliban rose, and then that's where Osama bin Laden launched his attacks. And then we went in, and we destroyed the Taliban for the most part. And yet we've never been able to get out of there. Now, Trump's trying to get us out of there. But you've got to, you know, do we just leave another vacuum there so that ISIS, something like ISIS grows or Al-Qaeda grows back or the Taliban grow back? I mean, it's one of those things. Now, the fighting is vicious. It's hard, but you don't hear anything about it.
It's 18 years. It's because people are.
People don't even recognize it's happening.
I don't even know if they teach it in schools.
No, what they teach
What's
in schools.
What's happening right now?
What they teach in schools are things like are happening at that ICE, at that facility that was holding people is that that it was rushed and the Mexican flag was raised over the
raised over the facility, and also something that, you know, I can't even repeat it on the air because it's the FCC would shut us down. It said, you know, F America. So, I mean, those were flags that were raised over this facility. So, this is the kind of things that people don't realize. A lot of people in the media do not realize that Americans don't like this. Most Americans would like to know, including Hispanics by a large number, would like to know how many citizens there are in the United States and how many non-citizens there are. And yet that's not going to be on the census. Are you a citizen? That's all it says. Are you a citizen of the United States? And if you're not, wouldn't it be nice to get a count of how many non-citizens there are? And, of course, the Democrats don't want this. Oh, these people won't answer. They won't, you know, and then, but the whole thing is money. Follow the money. Because you get so much money and you get so many seats and you get so many congressional districts by the amount of people in the districts. And if they're not citizens, they don't count as getting the votes, you know, as for citizens. So it could change dramatically some of the voting districts. That's what the whole thing is about. It's not about chasing people away. It's for maintaining power. And, you know, Canada has a citizenship question. Why can't we have on the census, are you a citizen? What's wrong with that? It's just my opinion, of course. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And Linda's got a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this segment of the show. Visit Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages. 78 degrees out there, going up to 98 today, 8:15 in the morning on the 15th of July, 2019.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Mi vida, luz de mis ojos.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You always wonder about our bump music, but we'll explain that just as soon as we come back from telling you that Crackmaster Windshield Repair is the only one you want to take your windshield to have those Liberty chips and cracks over up to and including 2.5 feet in length fixed. A true professional, a veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst, knows how to fix windshields. And if he can't fix it, he won't waste your time or your money. He'll just tell you, hey, look, this is something that I cannot fix safely, and I recommend you take it to a place that he thoroughly recommends. You're not going to be disappointed. Crackmaster is at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for appointment today.
Do maybe he can help fix the crack in some people's heads who decide to run with the bulls. Remember City Slickers, one of your favorite? Okay. Anyway, three people have been gored during the first bull run at the annual San Fermin Festival in Pamplona. Two others were taken to the hospital with head injuries, and a total of 48 others were treated by the Red Cross. They do this.
It's not just one day. It's several days they do this.
They said this is something, okay, because bullfighting, of course, I would never attend one. No. I'd rather die than attend a bullfight.
That's not true. I don't believe that's true.
I just would not want to see.
I know you don't want to go and bullfight.
A bull being gored. I'm sorry.
Bullfights are gory.
No, I don't want to see it.
They are brutality.
It is something, though, that is been famous since the 14th, 15th century in Spain.
Ernest Hemingway.
And Ernest Hemingway wrote about it in a book in 1926.
The Sun Also Rises.
Made it famous. But this is the running of the bulls is, I guess, very much a tradition. I don't know if women do that. Do women do this?
I'm sure they do. And here's the thing. I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe page. Send Carl to Papaloma.
Not while you're married to Linda.
Send Carl to Papaloma to run with the bulls. You know, and then, you know, I could wear my white peasant's costume
with
the red sash and my
else.
Red beret. And you know, of course, my idea of running there is start at the front because it takes a while for the bulls
run
to get
with
to
the
me.
Bulls.
I'm
going to
be running in front of the bulls, and I will have my little safety exits, my safe spots as I can jump into if I'm starting to smell one coming by. As they run by, then I'll slap one as they go by.
Further runs will take place every morning through the northern Spanish city's narrow streets until Saturday. Animal activists also have been lining the streets protesting the event.
Well, here's the problem is if the animal protesters take the runners who are trying to get off the street and throw them back in there.
I mean,
these are bulls running down there, and people get hurt because they fall, they get trampled, they get gored.
Why are they there in the first place?
Because this is – well, why do people show up at Burning Man? In the middle of the desert.
You know what? You know what? Your analogy is just weird.
What you're doing is you're putting your American mores, your American feelings for animals into Spain. And we can say that, that's not right. But the Spanish think it's okay.
Okay.
They think of bullfighting as art.
Okay,
as
well,
courage,
I don't have to attend.
As courage. You don't have to attend, but to, for us to say that another country's ideals or things that they find that they believe in as works of art is that's just, making us, We can't do that.
So today's Prime Day.
The only time we can do that is in Korea when they're having the dog festivals, and we don't want to even get into that. Today is Prime Day.
You know, I'd like, my stomach is in knots now, you know.
Prime Day.
Because you just did gross me out.
Okay, about dog days. Okay, Prime Day. This is Amazon Prime's, what is it? It's their birthday or something?
I don't know. Ashley, you were saying that, because I know this is the day that there's a free shipping, and it's Christmas in July or Black Friday or something.
I believe it was Barnes & Noble labeled it as Black Friday in July.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's so many. Okay. And this is what we hate. Instead of going to your local businesses, people go online and spend billions and billions of dollars. You can go to your local businesses. Worst case, if your local business doesn't have it, you go to a big box store. At least the people that are working here get a salary and they pay taxes here. You go online, we don't get a cut of those taxes. And they've got some, you know, like, just as an example, the Life Straw personal water filter that you can use for when you're hiking or as part of a, you know, as your go bag and all that, usually sell for $19 and they're selling for, for $20, they're selling for $10.
Amazon.
You know, this is just this is a way of separating you from your money and not doing it locally.
What did it say about Amazon today?
Amazon Prime Day was introduced in 2015 in part to celebrate Amazon's 20th anniversary. The first Amazon Prime Day was one day only. Retail holiday sought to overtake Black Friday as a sales event of the year. This year, it's a 48 hours event held today and tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Well, again, the thing is that we walked through the mall the other day on Saturday.
We did.
On Saturday, and it wasn't crowded.
We had cookies and cream. You know, we hit the cookies and cream, our cookies and yogurt store, and we wanted to go just, I said, you know, we haven't walked through the mall. We want to see what they've done with the new improvements and just kind of walk through there. It's been ages. So that was really nice.
It is. They've got new things, new kiosks.
We had Jeff Eckelberger on the other day and he talked about the new store and I thought it was actually in the middle of the mall, but no, it's an actual in a storefront. Yes.
And the, you can go in there and what you do is you pick out one of like 15 different flavors and it has a bowl and you can put your toppings on it. And what they do is they weigh the bowl. They don't charge you, you know, oh, this will be for this bowl. It'll be this much money. No, you go in there and you put as much yogurt in there as you want. And some people put four different kinds of yogurt in it, I noticed. And then they weigh it and that's how they do it. Yogurt's great.
Now, I think my girlfriend attended this concert, too. Beatles fans got something Saturday night they hadn't seen in 53 years. The sight of Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr playing together on stage at Dodger Stadium. Although McCartney himself is not a stranger to the venue, having last played there just 5 years ago, two Beatles taking to the outfield together was something that hadn't happened since 1966, which turned out to be the Fab Four's the best tour gig ever. The former bandmates weren't revisiting material quite that old. The two song star joined McCartney for Saturday. Both post-dated Beatles songs, Time as a Touring Unit, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, and Helter Skelter. Isn't that cool? Can you imagine being there in that moment?
I think that anytime you have something like that where a group like the Beatles, who became so world famous, and then ended their relationship early. And
10 years.
Well, yeah, 10 years. And you know what? Most bands stay together for what, 3 or 4?
I don't know. But that they really, you know, I think when the marriages came in, they just, you know, we were a decade. They went from their 20s to, you know, life changing of maybe 10 strong years, but I think. You know, for those people who are total Beatle experts would know, you know, was it 10 years and 6 months or was it 11 years and 2 months? I don't know. But great music that changed our culture. Cultural changing icons.
Well, and they're all now, are they in their 70s? Got to be all of them in their mid-70s mm-hmm. at least, maybe older. We went to see Cheap Trick the other night. I see other people go to see Bublé. Michael Bublé. Mm-hmm. And I look at him going to Michael Bublé, and then there you and I are going to a Headbanger concert at Cheap Ticket, or Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick. And I'm watching people, you know, they're doing the headbanging thing, you know, where you're moving your head like that. And I saw, I'm not sure, but I think I saw Casey Fatch down there, but I'm not sure. I'm not positive. In the mosh pit. We had a mosh pit. We had a group when I was in Iraq the last time. I was in Chowha, and these four guys sit down. They all got long hair. They have tattoos. They have spikes in their nose. They have it all. And I'm looking at them, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know, is this some kind of special ops group that just came in? They're trying to fit in. And it turns out they were a band that was coming there to entertain our troops. Well, that night, and where we had, you know, where we had these things, we also used this church and all these. They were there, and they were really rocking. And there are all these Marines in their in the mosh pit there, young Marines in the mosh pit. Every one of them armed. Everybody had their rifles. Everybody had their squad automatic weapons. They had them there, and they were bouncing up and down. And I'm standing there next to the chief of staff in the back, looking at this, and they were watching. Marines get up on the stage and jump into the crowd and be passed, you know, back and forth around how they
mosh
do
pit.
Things. Mosh pit. They weren't banging into each other, you know, like sometimes you see. They weren't doing that. They were, you know, they were being somewhat orderly there. But, you know, Marines, especially, and female Marines running up on the stage with a 9mm on their hip, leaping into the crowd and being passed around and then, you know, to the other end. And they, you know, then they put them down and then the next one. And we're sitting there watching this. All these Marines having this great time, armed to the teeth. And the chief says, I just have to leave. I said, I can't watch this anymore. He says, I'm not sure what's going to happen. As it turned out, nothing happened. Marines had a great time that night, you know, and those guys were good. And they were respectful of the flag. They were respectful of the country. And they said that they were proud to come there and entertain our troops. You know, these are the guys that tattoos, spikes in their nose. I mean, you know, and I'm sitting there looking, going, wow.
What was the group?
I have no idea. Oh. I have no idea what the group was. They could have been world famous. I had no idea. I just know is that they were, you know, they did a great job. And when you see Marines jump, you know, bouncing up and down in a mosh pit with an M4 and a 9mm strap to them, it's, you know what? You don't see that everywhere.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. KTNR 96.5.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry.
We'll be right back.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
And now, back to our show.
Riders of the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. Kind of like to think of us as newspaper on the air and also a way for you to express yourself about things that bother you or things that you think need to be addressed. It's 8:35 in the morning. It's 79 degrees going up to 98 today here on the 15th of July. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call for an appointment at 244-8374. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, better known, discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, hey, a couple of things here. Is the, we're talking about storms, Tropical Depression Barry has gone into, is lightening up some, but it's still dumping a bunch of rain. But one of the things now, if rain's not enough, if possible flooding's not enough, now you got to look out for snakes. The storm is displacing critters, and snakes are part of the critters that are, they're finding them in houses. They're finding them everywhere as the snakes have been floated out or swum their way or crawled their way or wriggled their way to safety outside
and
of the water.
And animals, too.
All different types of animals, but snakes. Can you imagine going down to, you know, pick up that broom to sweep off some stuff off your desk or off your deck that day, and you've got a snake wrapped around it? You know, that's one of the reasons. I mean, that did happen to me one time in Malaysia, which is why I hate to sweep. And you said, we go out and sweep out the porch. And I go, gee, I'd really like to, but I have PTSD about
no,
brooms.
No, that happened with somebody, actually. They got bit in the face. Remember that?
That's true.
Who was that? That's here locally.
I'm not sure.
They had the snake had wrapped around the front light to keep warm.
I think it was...
And they'd gone out in the front, and the snake was right there and bit their face. No, I mean,
I remember that.
I was like, what?
Okay. Let's have a shout-out for Needles, California.
Needles?
Needles, California.
Okay.
You know where that is. Needles is. It's got that giant thermometer right there. Is
Nevada?
It's a step closer. No, it's California. Is a step closer to taking their fight for gun rights to lawmakers in Sacramento. They adopted a resolution declaring the city a Second Amendment sanctuary, giving direction to city officials to begin working with the state representatives that would exempt the city and possibly other border cities from certain gun laws. It has the city's support. It also has language about the flow of commerce. For one thing, it's illegal for Needles residents to cross state lines into neighboring Arizona or Nevada to purchase ammunition. The closest in-state ammo shops are 100 miles away in Blythe, 100 miles away, or more than 140 miles away in Barstow, while their store is within 15 minutes as a drive across the river in Arizona. It's a long way to buy a bullet. And then also, since California does not recognize out-of-state concealed carry permits, which causes people coming in that have to, and there's many people without, you know, with concealed carry permits. They've got to stop. They've got to take their gun off. They've got to unload it. They've got to put it in the trunk of their car. And then they can come in. And we Arizonans do avoid your city like a plague, a resident of Bullhead City, Arizona said. The only Social Security office for 115 miles is in Needles. My doctor is here. We have no choice but to come here. Sounds like to me it might be a good place to open up a gun store. Is in Needles, California, if nothing else, an ammo store, and see how much ammo you can buy there. Especially
Needles is on
during
the way to Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's why I always think, you know, where it's on, that it's the border town.
Yeah, I don't think they're saying things about, oh, no, we're not doing away with the, you know, other parts. But being able to carry and be able to go out and buy ammo, if you're 100 miles away from the nearest place you can buy ammunition, and you have a right to buy ammunition as much as the state of California would like you not to, it seems to me that it just makes sense. Now, because if you go across the border and they know each other, everybody's seen each other over there and say, hey, look, I'd like to buy 500 rounds of 9mm. And if the people know you live in California, they can say, I'm sorry, but you can't buy it here. But I wonder how many people in the nearest town over there in Bull's Head or something like that, if somebody comes over to buy ammo, do you think they really care?
Do you know
but
what else?
What it does is it makes the people in California a lawbreaker.
Do you know what else is celebrating 50 years?
What?
Comic-Con.
Oh, no.
Okay.
50 years, really?
I know. Some 135,000 comic book fans are going to invade San Diego for the world's largest celebration of pop culture.
Really?
With run-in with Radioactive Spider to Superman fleeing an exploding Krypton, these comic book fans love a good origin story. Now, I don't know about you, but we've watched specials before with best costumes. And they have a whole.
I have competed in those costume contests.
I have lived in San Diego. I lived downtown for a while, and Comic-Con was on, and I just wandered on down there. Just to watch, and it is unbelievable.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! It is. I mean, people are wearing costumes that would get you arrested any other day of the year, but for Comic-Con, it's okay. And it was just, it was something that I could see many of our producers loving to do. So actually, it doesn't surprise me a bit that you did it, Bob and Brenda. You know, there's, you know, I'm just seeing people that just love this kind of stuff.
The best and the first iteration, the brainchild of an unemployed 36-year-old comic collector and his five teenage acolytes, drew just 100 people to a seedy hotel basement down the road in 70. The Golden State Comic-Con was first designed as a way to fans to connect with each other and meet their heroes, the comic book creators, at a time when the genre was a million miles away from the mainstream. We never thought we'd be as big as we are. And so, you know, they have Arnold Schwarzenegger to Tarantino to the list goes on. Oscar winner director Frank Capra was the first genuinely mainstream star to attend, but arguably the tipping point came in 76 when Lucasfilm's publishers sent a team bearing posters and slides to promote an upcoming little film called Star Wars. So, what'd you go as?
As just on the everyday thing or when I competed?
When you competed.
I went as the Corpse Bride 1 year. And when Wicked was getting really popular, I was Elphaba, and then because I have a friend who designed and made all the costumes, and she was Victoria from Corpse Bride, and she was Glenda from Wicked. Both of those times we competed.
Oh, how fun!
Yeah, and we also had outfits from a video game that we both played that we, you know, walked around in, and we had a lot of fun with it.
I bet this is. I would love to just be an observer and just watch that, you know. Okay, we just got a little notice here that there was a residence destroyed in the Doyle Fire?
Yes, Doyle Fire started yesterday afternoon around lunchtime. 200 acres burned and one residence, two outbuildings lost. This is in Lassen County. on both sides of Highway 395.
Oh, boy.
So, another fire started, causes under investigation.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, all right. What do you got up your sleeve there, Carl?
Well, you know, I'm just talking about a number of things. You know, to me, when you look at it, I don't know. Is it concern to have somebody keep removing people in their cabinet? They're looking at maybe Trump moving somebody else out of the cabinet? Or is this the kind of thing is he's looking for people with fresh ideas? He's looking for people that kind of, you know, that are going to support his idea for the future. Is it somebody that he's looking at, hey, look, they haven't done what they said they were going to do. They haven't accomplished what they said they were going to do. And I'm going to find somebody else. I'm going to shake this up a little bit. Now, I can understand that. But one of the things is if you constantly change the same, you know, the same post over and over again, that you have no continuity. I don't see him doing that. I see though is that as people come up for, as they're coming up for assignment, like there's going to be the senior naval officer. He was going to be sink Navy, in charge of the Navy as part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He abruptly resigned or retired because of possible scandals in a relationship he had with a junior officer.
Oh.
Now, see, this is the thing that you look at is you know, like the one that's going up for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was accused of sexual harassment by one of his officers, and it went through a year-long investigation, was nothing there, but now Gillibrand, Senator Gillibrand, says, I want to hold this, and I want to send it back again. I want you to look at him one more time to make sure there's nothing there. And I can kind of understand that, because this was a senior officer that was also, that did it, a woman, who made the allegations, and yet nothing was found, and she didn't say anything. She said, I thought he was going to retire, and now that I see he's going to become the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This is what happened to me. And yet, after the investigation of over a year ago, nothing was found for it to, you know, nothing was found there. So now it's being held up again. He says, I'm not retiring. He says, because I didn't do anything. And this kind of thing that goes on and on and on. I wonder if anybody in the future, you know, and here's where the media, you know, controls a lot of stuff. If they choose to, you know, if they choose to concentrate on going after somebody, they'll do it. And they don't have to worry about telling the truth. They don't worry about having three or four sources. They don't have to do that. They just can use one source. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. They did, you know, that they destroyed this man's reputation, and he just refused to back off. And they find that many of the things that were said are just ridiculous, ludicrous, including some that I think they're pursuing as perjury. So, you know, this whole thing is, to me, is such a, why would anybody want to aspire for office? We talk about it down here at the city and, you know, county levels and the state levels. You don't have that, but as soon as you're moving anywhere to anything, you get accused of taking bribes, you get accused of being bought, of all these things. Even down here at this level, you hear people saying things about their neighbors. Oh, well, they're here because, you know, she's there and she's owned by Bethel Church. It's about Julie Winters. Why would you say that? She goes to Bethel Church. If I go to, Reading Christian Church, if I'm there, am I owned by Reading Christian Church if I was an elected elected official? I mean, these are the kind of things that make you wonder about where we're going with this. And, you know, talking about each other and talking about, here was a woman that says, hey, we need to get moderates together to talk about how middle-of-the-road people can move us forward. And one of the answers was, well, how can you have Trump pansies? Get this, Trump pansies, you know, do anything.
Trump pansies?
You know, like chimpanzee, Trump pansies. And I called her on it, and she went back and said, you know what, you're right. I shouldn't have said that. And then she said, well, I thought you were going to, you know, you bring it up again. I did. I brought it up on something because somebody else said. And I said, would you have retracted that if I hadn't said anything? And she was honest. She said, probably not. So, see, it's things like that that keep driving us further and further apart. 8:47 in the morning. We got to take a quick break. This is a portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Ready at Home Helpers. Two hours a day or 24 hours a day. It's Ready at Home Helpers. Every one of them licensed. Every one of them. Every one of them there to help you in the plans that you want. How can Sharon Clark and her people help you? Learn more at readyhomehelpers.com or call Home Helpers at 226-8350. 8:48 in the morning. 80 degrees out there, going up to 98. 7 today on July the 15th.
Don't hold back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust go with that broom. Get all that garbage outside. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yak.
Don't hold back.
You just put on.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The term is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Backhoe and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backhoe and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 80 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. This could be one of the nicer days. It's going to get a little warmer toward the end of the week. But reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, Anderson Rotary Prime Rib Dinner is there. All proceeds to benefit the Frontier Senior Center. It's going to be this July the 20th. It's $35. And we have two tickets to the third caller for the Anderson Rotary Prime Rib Dinner, July the 20th. Doors open at 5 p.m. with a no-host bar, general raffle, great prizes. We've got two tickets for the Prime Rib Dinner. These are $35 tickets to the third caller. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Just kind of backing up a little bit to the topic before the break, as far as accusations and confirmations, or, you know, validating what you're going to say about someone, especially with the media.
Yeah.
Since the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing, where is Dianne Feinstein?
I don't know.
They put her on ice?
Oh, ice?
Yeah, they put her on ice. Remember, she's the one that really stirred up the pot with the Kavanaugh hearing.
She did, and she threw something out there that was totally untrue. And, I don't know. I have not heard anything from Dianne Feinstein really since then. You're right.
Have her handlers put her in a home?
No, let's be nice. No, I think it's probably the fact is that Dianne Feinstein is consolidating her power, because this is the last time. She won't run next time.
Let's hope.
Well, now be careful about what you ask for, Chris, because we have Senator Ted DeLeon.
That's true.
Yes, and he is the one along the lines of the AOC in the squad. So let's be careful about who we ask for.
AOC, if we got a minute. Next time you see her when she's doing one of her rants, mute the TV, look into her eyes, and look at her face. She is a pit viper.
Well,
she's got the eyes of a cobra. They're full of venom.
Well,
next time you see her, just mute the TV and look at her.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Carl. Have a good day.
You too. Bye, Chris. Hey, again, the third caller gets a set of the Prime Rib Dinner tickets for the Anderson Rotary out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend.
Nice.
Great time, yeah. We've got, scored these tickets.
Yeah.
Well, really what we did was we bought these tickets and we're giving away some of them to our faithful listeners.
Well, so, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Okay, you know, the other thing I have, baseball season is getting toward the end of the season, so I have four tickets to the Colt 45s. That's it, Colt 45 tickets. Give me a call at 605-4567. 4567, I have two sets of four tickets. If you want to go see the Colt 45s before the season's out, I've got family packs here. That's for first callers. So just give us a call at 605-4567, and we'll give away some tickets to the Colt 45 games, which has been a huge success again this year. You know, if it wasn't for Rick and Patty Bassetti, we wouldn't have the Colt 45s. We wouldn't have a safe city park down there, which leads me to other things. Okay, in my last couple minutes here, why is it that we can protect that park and we can't protect our library? Why is it that we can have a shooting and a stabbing on the library grounds and nobody gets excited about this? Nobody says, you know what, maybe we should extend that fence so it kind of goes around the library too. That, you know, if you want to go in there, you need permission to go in there. And that you can't just camp out there. You can't just stay there. You can't shoot up there. I mean, are we finding trash there? Are we finding needles there? I'd like to know from people just how bad it is. You know, the people, every time you see it, the library says is that 85% of the people feel safe coming to the library. Well, shouldn't 100% of the people feel safe? And then again, maybe this is just something that's just part of Reading, as I've been told by one of the city council members, that there's people shot in other parts of Reading too. And I said, it's the library. I mean, it's kind of like, it's the library. Anyway.
These for the sports.
Yeah, Bill.
So, Bill, you've won the tickets to the Colts. And Dolores, you won the tickets for the Frontier Senior Center prime rib dinner.
Yeah, and by the way, I have four more tickets for the Colt 45s. I want to give away as many tickets as we can. I want to see as many people as we can come to these games. These games, and these are good for any of the games either. So just give us another call for this pack. Now, tomorrow, Nadine Bailey's going to come in here. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to talk about,
okay,
except I'm going to tell you that it was something that was pushed really, really hard by our community. It was accomplished, but how is it working? Or is it working? And you're going to be surprised. I think you're going to be surprised by what she's going to tell you tomorrow about this, because I literally had to sit down.
Something that
I was already sitting down, so but I went like this.
Something that was pushed by the community, and what's
really
happening
hard
with it?
And what's happening?
Okay.
Has it been a success? Did it get in place?
So
what happened?
Statistics and tomorrow.
It's not going to be just statistics. It's going to be from that area and somebody that knows what's happened there. The other thing is I've got to call in to the probation chief. And, gosh, you know what, everybody wants baseball tickets. So I'm
going to
be giving away
go.
Baseball tickets every day.
So Janet, congratulations. Come by the station, 1326 Market Street.
I'm going to be giving away tickets every day this week. We want to give away the tickets. We want to put people in the stands. We want to finish up this year strong. So later on this week, we have in here the sheriff will be with us this week, or one of his upper echelon deputy types. We've got the Chamber of Commerce coming in. We have possibly Congressman LaMalfa coming in. We'll see. You know, we've got all of these lining up this week on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, everybody, that this is community radio. This is what is. If there's people you want to have on, send us an email at carlbott@kcnr1460.com and tell me who you want to hear to have come on our show. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.